How are you?
Good, how are you?
No, I'm good. I took my focus meds today for the first time in I don't know how long. So I've managed to be highly productive, and that feels pretty good.
Is it something that you are meant to take every day?
Yes and no. The doctor said kind of take it when needed, but it's needed every day, and I don't take it every day. So.
Gotcha.
I forget to take it. I'm like, oh, and then later in the day, I'm like, and then I remember, oh, I should have taken those meds that I have. Oh, I wish I'd remembered earlier. Now it's too late to take them.
I find that like for things that need to be a part of my daily routine, they have to be like accessible to me and in a spot where I will see them and remember to take them or what or do whatever the thing is.
Like to make it
Like
so easy.
where, yeah, like where they live in my house is critical to the success of the routine. Like if I'm going to take a daily vitamin, for example, the vitamin bottle can't be in a drawer. It has to be like on my nightstand or like on the bathroom counter where I'm going to see it. But then it has to be consistently in the same spot
Okay.
so that the routine is present.
Normally, I would agree and say that's something that I would need as well. But the rebellion in me for this particular medication is so strong. I have tried everything. Okay, maybe not everything. I've tried what people have suggested. Put it next to your bed. Tried that, didn't take it. Put it next to the meds you have to take every single day. I'll do that, but then I'll only take the meds I want to take.
So you like
And
see the bottle and you're like, nope, not gonna do
nope,
it.
not today. Medication.
Okay.
I'll focus without you, and then, then I'm proven wrong again.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, but other than that, I'm good, and you're good, which is good. Yeah.
You know, I'm fine. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So lately, I've been thinking a lot about memory and remembering things, and how little I remember most of the time, especially short-term memory. And I wonder if this is something that other people struggle with. I know for myself, I struggle to my yeah like I think my short-term memory is not so great. Maybe I forget where I put something, or I forget have I done something, or maybe even someone's name that I knew that I met a year ago because I worked with them, and I haven't touched base with them in a while. I wonder if you might relate.
Yeah, so there's a few things that come to mind. I definitely am of the age where I will walk into a room and forget why I walked into that room. And then I'll leave and then remember or do 20 other things and not the thing that I actually set out to do. If I want to have a successful errand trip, like grocery store or like Target, Walmart, I have to have a list. Otherwise, I will forget things. And usually, the thing that was at the top of the list.
The most important thing, the reason you went
Yeah.
there.
Yes, I will forget that thing. I was just talking to some friends about this weekend where Pete, I will like for not remember people I went to school with. So, for example, I'll get like a Facebook or probably usually Facebook friend request from somebody. Do not recognize them, do not recognize their name, but they're friends with 20 people I went to elementary school with.
So they must
So I'm
be
like,
someone you
I
went to school with.
must know this person, but I have no memory of them.
Do you ever ask someone that you went to school with if they know this person? That like clarifies this is someone you should know, or do you just kind of leave
No, because I usually forget because it's
it?
not that important, and also I hate Facebook, so I'm like, who cares? But at the same time, I'm like, why don't I know you?
I know you, I just can't remember.
I think I'm supposed to, but I don't.
I've always said,
always, I shouldn't say that. I have said in the past that I don't have a good memory.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's really true, but I definitely like don't remember things that other people remember.
Interesting. But that could
Like
be,
for example, like from
yeah.
high school and college, if a friend is like, oh, hey, remember this joke, inside joke, or remember when we did this? Like there are times where I'm like, no, I don't.
And fair enough.
But that doesn't mean I have a bad memory. It just means, I mean, we can't possibly all remember all the things.
Exactly. You can't remember everything. Your brain only has capacity for so much, right?
Right.
And it's possible that something someone else remembers might have stuck out for them more than you. Like the memories
Right.
you have of college, varsity, school are things that affected you positively, negatively, that you do remember, or maybe it's something that was so routine for you that it's etched in your memory, possibly.
Right.
And when it comes to long-term memory, I think I kind of let myself feel okay with the fact that I don't remember everything from my childhood, or like as I'm getting older, I'm remembering less and less, like what happened 10, 20 years ago. But for me, I get so concerned sometimes because my short-term memory is so bad. And I don't know if I attribute that to having ADD or focus and concentration difficulties because my brain is focusing on so many things at one time. Or if I, like you said, maybe I do just have a really poor memory. So I don't know, but it definitely, not definitely, it does concern me, I think. When I don't remember things like you said that other people do, especially if it's something that's more current. Maybe I'm trying to think of a nice example. But like you said, if I don't write things down, if I don't have things in my Google Calendar, I'm going to forget them. And it can even be something as simple as what I did yesterday, you know?
I think that a lot of that is like a product of our lives now
Yeah.
and this like overstimulation with social media and always being on our phones and like our inability. And I know you have ADD, so this is like, so it's like heightened, but like we have ADD as a society. Right? Like, we're not able to focus on one thing. We're not able because of the overstimulation. Like, it's difficult for us to be present in the moment and not have like this need to multitask. Like, I see it all the time, specifically at work. Like, we'll be on meetings and people are on camera and they're clearly doing something else. And I'm guilty of it too. And it's like, you're not, if you're doing something else while you're in a meeting, you're not really listening because you can't. You can't possibly be responding to an email and trying to listen to a meeting. You're going to miss things.
It's true. It's interesting that you say people do that on camera. I've never seen that. Because usually when you're on camera, people can see you and they can see that you're distracted. Which is why a lot of people in my meetings don't have their camera on. Although the worst, not the worst, but people have their audio and their video off. And they've admitted later, like, oh, well, I was hanging my laundry.
What did they say?
They were hanging their laundry.
Hanging their laundry.
Yeah, or washing their dishes whilst in the meeting. But they would never
But
do that if
like,
the camera was on.
I mean, I wouldn't either, but that doesn't really bother me because I feel like this constant need to have your camera on is overkill. Like, there are moments where I just can't have my camera on because I feel like that almost becomes the distraction for me because then I'm so focused on not how I look, but like being on camera that I'm unable to pay attention. Like sometimes I need to be able to be off camera, be relaxed in order to fully to like have my attention on the content. I also find that sometimes doing some like mindless task actually while you're trying to pay attention to something, like actually helps me pay attention. So like I'll doodle, or like something like washing the dishes where you don't really have to think about it, you can just do it. Like that doesn't bother me because that doesn't mean you're not paying attention. Because you could do both of those things, I think. But you can't respond to an email or read an email and pay attention to the meeting. Those two things contradict each other, I think.
Because it requires a little bit more brain capacity than washing the dishes. Yeah,
Right.
I suppose
But
you're
flipping
right.
your laundry, you could do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I understand the Zoom fatigue and keeping your video off sometimes is actually just necessary.
Like sometimes I like lay on the floor. I'm
Really?
like, I need, yeah, like sometimes I like, or I need to like slump down in my chair, or I need to pace around the room, or I need to like,
I think the
I don't
lying on
know,
the
just,
floor is the most interesting thing for me. I like
you
on the
never just
floor
like lay on
sometimes.
the floor.
I prefer sitting on the floor, not so much lying on the floor. Is the floor carpeted?
Yes. I probably would not do it if it were not.
I have this really ridiculously over-the-top fluffy carpet in my office. I actually think it's also like really zany colors. It's like orange and purple and yellow and blue, and a weird fabric. And I think it's not actually a carpet. I think it was bought as like lots of material fabric. My mom bought it years ago, and it was just never used. And now I use it as my carpet. Anyway, the texture feels so nice against my feet and my hands. I do lie on carpet and sometimes work, but not in a sometimes a meeting. But I often find I need to be upright if I need to be like hyper focused, or like to force myself to be hyper focused. The laying down sort of for me is synonymous with being more, like you said, relaxed and less engaged. I think. I don't know why.
That's fair.
You know, there were things I wanted to bring up today, but I've completely forgotten what they were. How apt.
Appropriate.
How appropriate. I keep thinking what they are, then reminding myself to be present in the conversation. And if I take a second and go, okay, what is it about memory that I wanted to say? Other than it scares me sometimes that I can't remember things like right now, because I didn't write these things down. And you know, yeah, we're all overstimulated. There's so much going on all the time from all angles of your life that paying attention is some like you have to figure out what the priorities are. And that's where I think like with memory, if something just isn't deemed as a priority to remember, then I guess you just don't, unless you write it down. But I do find that there are people that have uncanny abilities to remember so many details about an experience or something. One of my best friends, he is able to recount things from like a year ago that I don't even remember. Like tiny details, maybe what someone was wearing, or specifically paraphrasing what someone said at that time, or where we were and what we were eating, and just so many tiny details like that. But I guess to me seem irrelevant. So I just go on and I move on to the next thing. Maybe that makes me more present because I forget about everything else except for what's happening right now. I don't know.
I feel, I had a friend who was like that too, almost to like an annoying point. Or though maybe she annoyed me for other reasons. We're not friends anymore. But that's like the way you're describing your friend, it almost feels like a skill. And like not everyone possesses that. Like almost like he's meant to be like an investigative reporter or like write novels or something.
He's very smart, so not that people have poor memories or less intelligent, but his job is he's a working professional. So I don't
I was going to say something else about memory and now I forgot.
See, this
Oh, what I was going to say earlier, what I was thinking about is that, it's subjective, right? So, like, your memories are your perceptions of what happened.
Right.
And two people will have different memories of the same event, and you like can mix up memories, right?
It's called confabulation, actually. It's the word
Oh.
fake memories that you think are real.
Oh,
Yeah.
interesting. Oh, the
Not
other
ready.
thing that I wanted to say when we first started talking about how I relate to memory, I've been doing this thing lately too, where I don't know, this is probably not a memory issue, but it relates for me. I've
Okay.
been doing this thing where I'm not sure if I said something out loud or not.
Oh my gosh, I have the same problem. Yeah, I honestly have the same experience. I also, but I mean, this is, people talk about selective hearing. I think I struggle with that as well. Conveniently, well, it's not even convenient because I don't even know that that's happening. But my brain is cutting out certain things that someone says to me when they're saying it, and then I have to ask again, "What are you doing this weekend?" I just told you I was doing this and this. I'm like, oh yes, I do remember that thing that you told me like 2 minutes ago. Now that you bring it up again.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
I think that like missing parts of what someone says, I don't think that's a memory issue. I think that's a paying attention issue. And we all do it.
Yeah, good notes.
Distracted, or we're focused on something else.
But we should be present, or we should be learning to be present, right, in our conversation. And I feel bad that I'm not
We should.
sometimes.
We should. Yes, I agree.
But I really like the thought or your comment about memory being subjective, which of course it is, and two people remembering the same event differently because of the two perspectives. And that's why it's so great, because memory is something that has happened. It's always about the past, something that, yeah, so it can't be about the future. It cannot be about the present. It cannot be about the future. It can only be about something that happened, that has happened. And sometimes I find myself looking out the window and thinking, how many of my memories are true? And what does that even mean? What is a true memory? If I have what they call a confabulation, like a made up memory, it's true to me. That memory is exactly how I remember it, even if that's not necessarily true. But then what is a true memory? Does anybody have a true memory or something? And then sometimes I have this like crazy thought about how everything that's happened up until this point hasn't really happened. And I'm just like blasted into this point in time. And I'm like, and the memories are just, I don't know, a bit out there. But I do wonder about memory and what that even really means. But memory is really important, because memory is what makes us who we are. We remember that we enjoy doing this podcast. We remember that we love a specific brand of coffee. We remember that we love the people that we love, because if we forgot about them, then we forget. So memory informs our lives.
Does it matter if the memory is true or not? Okay, wait, I'm going to answer my own question.
Okay.
I'm asking that from a positive, thinking positively about it, thinking about a positive memory. Does that the positive memory matter if it's true or not?
Like, as a, I'm almost thinking like maybe it's a coping mechanism. Like, if my dad was, we had a really bad relationship, but I have these memories of us having a wonderful time in the park. Kind of like that. Does it matter that that's what I've made up in my memory, that we did actually have a wonderful relationship, but then maybe someone says, no, but you didn't, how does
No,
that
I wasn't going there. I
work?
wasn't going that deep. I was thinking more of
Okay.
like just a just a positive memory of something. Maybe you remember it correctly, maybe you don't, but that's what I'm saying. Does that matter? It's your memory, right? I could see where that gets sticky with trauma or negative things, dealing with like relationships with parents, or if something like happened to you, like how people will like block out bad things.
Yeah, 100%.
I think it
It
probably really
rewrites.
matters in that situation.
But does it though? You're like rewriting your own narrative so that you can cope. Maybe that's okay.
Yeah, but I think maybe the coping is where it's, are you po or are you coping in a healthy way, or are you blocking to forget but not dealing?
Yeah.
But then to your point about memories are what make us who we are, I don't know if I think that's true.
Ooh, why?
Because, yeah, I remember that I like French vanilla flavored coffee, but that can change.
But then you remember that it changed, and then you don't go back to the French vanilla coffee.
I guess. I don't know. I kind of, my react, I'm having a hard time putting what I'm thinking into words, but my reaction to that came from a place of like, I am who I am because of who I've always been, and not a, I am who I am in this present moment from what I've learned. I don't know if that's
Interesting.
stupid.
No, it's not stupid. It's how you think and how you and it's also your opinion, and that's great. It's good.
I mean, yeah, I would say that your memories have an impact on who you are, but they don't necessarily define you. Also, I'm reading this book by Byron Katie. Have you ever heard of her?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I'm gonna do a really, really shitty job explaining this book. I discovered Byron Katie from reading Martha Beck, The Way of Integrity. So Byron Katie wrote a few books. This one book that I'm reading is about what she calls the work. And the book is called A Mind at Home with Itself. I'm literally going to read the cover. It says, How asking four questions can free your mind, open your heart, and turn your world around. The first chapter is her telling the story of this experience that she had, that I guess is how like all of this came to be for her. But I guess she was like in a very bad state, like depressed and afraid to go outside and afraid of people and suicidal. And she ended up going to this rehab, and she had this, I don't even know, an awakening. I don't know what the right word is, but she
Revelation?
like woke up. No, it's like beyond that. She like
Okay.
woke up from this experience and was essentially healed, but also didn't remember anything. Like didn't know who her family was, and then started referring to her, like referring to herself in the third person. It was like she was like disassociated herself from like herself, this
Whoa.
concept of self.
Yeah, but then how does she know who she was?
Yeah, I'm not far enough in to be able to explain that or even really understand this. And as I was reading this chapter, I definitely like was like, are you for real with this? So anyway, I brought up that whole tangent about this book because it relates very closely to this concept of like we are because of our memories. And I think according to Byron Katie, I don't know, TBD, as I continue to read this book, I just think that that's, she doesn't think that's true.
I would love to find out a bit more about this book. Genuinely, I think that's going to be really interesting because it definitely defies my view of memory and how that informs you as a person. Because how is she going to form her identity based off, because everything will be about brand new experiences.
From what I'm getting out of it, again, I'm not very far, is that she knows how to speak, but she did have to like learn other things. But I this isn't a book about like her having amnesia.
Yeah.
Like I think the point is that there is no tie to an identity. I don't know. Let me read more
Okay, that's fair.
before I continue to talk out of my butt, but yeah.
I just
So
keep thinking. Sorry, yeah, I just keep thinking about like if I remember an experience I had, that will inform how I think about something or feel about something.
if you look at like Buddhist teachings, this like whole concept of self and identity, and I don't know that that exists in those in that realm. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know enough about it to speak eloquently or intelligently about it, but it surpasses our what our brains can process.
It's way more than we will ever be able to fathom or conceptualize.
No, because people do it. Like, right? There are monks and people that reach a spiritual enlightenment. But I think it's like freeing yourself of this like ego and this concept of self and identity. But again, yeah. I don't like know enough, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's like, she is writing this not from a place of, oh my God, I woke up and I didn't know who my kids were. She's writing it from like a place of, I woke up and I was free.
Yeah. What was this person's name? This is not Martha Beck.
Byron. Oh, Martha Beck. Love her. Way of Integrity. Everybody read. Yeah. This book is Byron Katie.
So memory. Important or not? Does it matter if it's real or not?
Yes, no, yes, no. All of the above.
All of the above. I wish, actually, no, I was going to say I wish I remembered everything. I don't know if I do want to remember everything.
Oh, I did want to tell you this one other thing. So, you know, I've been going to that writing class.
Mm-hmm.
That's like once a month. And in one of the, they always have like some prompts for us. And one of the prompts was this I remember exercise.
Oh.
So in the class, what we did was spend like 10 or 15 minutes where you just write like I remember and then whatever you remember, like short sentences,
stream of consciousness, so just type of writing
but it was always, you always start with I remember, so it could be like a feeling or a smell or an experience or whatever, but you just spent like 10 minutes I remember blah, I remember blah, I remember blah. And I really loved that exercise. It was interesting, like what I remembered, and mm-hmm. I guess what you could do with it, like you could use one of the things you remember as, it's like you could use it as a brainstorming exercise, right? And then like build upon one of your memories, like if you were writing a book or short story or something.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a really cool exercise. I really liked that.
I remember nothing.
You should read I Remember Nothing by Nora Ephron.
I actually have this book. It's called One Line a Day. And in a sense, it's like a diary or journal or whatever. You can use it for whatever you want. But it's 365 days. Each day, it's got five columns. So over a five-year period, you write down memories. It's such a good habit. If I don't get a chance to write it down in the book because maybe I'm elsewhere or I get home really late, and I will always I'll use my phone and I'll write down the date and whatever I remember or what I've learned. And it's so interesting to look back. Sometimes I do like a sneak peek. Oh, on this day a year ago I was blah.
Do you ever look at it and go, what the fuck does that mean?
Sometimes I make reference to a person but there's no name. Like maybe something about like, all right, oh, my colleague said this. And I'm like, who was the colleague? I really need to know who this was. And I just won't remember because I didn't write down their name. Or I went on a date with this guy and he taught me about XYZ. I'm like, who was the date? Did I go out with? So sometimes I try and be as prescriptive as possible. So it's a really, really great exercise and habit to get into. I highly, highly recommend it. And it's better than a dear diary. Today, this and this. In summation,
what is memory?
I need to remember to write things down, and that taking my concentration meds leads to very positive outcomes. What do you want to remember?
I want to remember that I don't know what I want to remember.
Okay, that's all right. You can let me know.
Is that an answer?
It's a good enough. A good enough answer. It's still early. There's still time to think about it, and you can let me know the next time we chat.
Okay.
That and health and
what I want to. Are we talking about like? No, because your answers were like very practical.
You can say whatever you want. Open forum, safe space.
No, I don't know. What I was going to get really like. I was going to say something like. Annoying, like we only have one life, and focus on the things that really make you happy. But that's so annoying.
It's not annoying, it's good. And I do think it's important to remember to take a moment and appreciate. It's not stupid.
All right, ta-ta.
Ta-ta. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Hard Topics with Kylie and
Kylie and Christine.